love you, Lord. And I lift my voice.
Welcome to Time for Revival with Pastor Vivian McCalman of Healing and Miracle Church in Brooklyn, New York. For more information, call 347-365-4483 or email them at myjesusheals@outlook.com. Now, here's Pastor Vivian.
Praise the Lord. I greet you in the ever-living, never-changing, always-healing, life-transforming name of Jesus, the anointed Son of God. A great joy to be with you on the radio broadcast again. We have been talking about the precious blood of Jesus for 4 weeks, and I've not been released from this topic as yet. We said that the blood of Jesus is precious. Then we said that the blood of Jesus represents us before the throne of God Almighty. Last week we said that we need to make much of the blood of Jesus. This week I want us to talk about the fact that the blood of Jesus gives us boldness to enter into God's presence. Yes, boldness to go into God's presence. The majority of the earth's peoples live in a technologically advanced world, but that does not change the need of the spirit of man to be delivered from the darkness of sin. The substance that God Almighty has provided to cleanse man's spirit is the precious blood of Jesus. You see, my friend, the social, economic, and political changes in our world will never change who a human being really is. A man is a spirit. He has a soul. He lives in a body. He was created by God Almighty that way. In Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27, the Bible says, "And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over all the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Then if you read in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, where the Bible says, "And the Lord God formed man out of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." To emphasize again, the human being is not the product of evolutionary accidents. And as such, the remedy that God has provided for his redemption will work the same way from one generation to another. It does not matter how much we try to make sin socially acceptable. Its poison will still damn the soul of a sinner. But the precious blood of Jesus stands ready to cleanse everyone or anyone who will call upon him. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19, the Apostle Peter declares, "Knowing you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold, from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot." Here the Apostle Peter declares that the invaluable substance paid to get us redeemed or born again is the precious blood of Jesus. Yesterday we are talking about boldness through the blood of Jesus. The operation of this precious blood of Jesus is a platform on which Christianity is established, and to neglect it is to invite Satan to come in and set up his camp. We must not, we will not allow him. Saints of God, let us use this instrument as the blood of Jesus to hurt the devil and his demons so badly that they will cry out, "Have you come to torment us before our time?" You know, the anointing of God and the word of God and the blood of the Lamb that we use as weapons torment demons and cause them to give up their hold and flee in Jesus' name. Right now, I command demons to flee from you in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm encouraging you to make some notes and write the scriptures down as you go along so that you can study when I'm off the air. Can we connect around God's throne in prayer right now? Remember, the difference in time cannot nullify anointed prayer. Difference in time and location, yes, will not nullify anointed prayer faith. Join me where you are. Just reach out by faith. You may even be driving your car. Let's pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to be thankful to you for your keeping power in the precious blood of your Son, Jesus. I pray that as this message goes forward, that the hearts of your people will be encouraged. I declare chains of bondage is broken in Jesus' name. Fear and darkness command you to flee in Jesus' name. Let refreshing and restoration come to the hearts of all of God's people. Unite your church in one body stronger, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let healing and restoration flow to the cities and wherever this message is heard. I pray that your children that have neglected their weapons will arise and use them again. Father, let salvation come into the hearts of those who are lost. And to you be all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. Let's go to the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 22. In the New King James Version of Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 22, the Bible says, "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holies by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which is consecrated for us through the veil, that's to say his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw nigh with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed in pure water." Reading the same scripture from the New International Version, it says, "Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened to us through the curtain, that is his body, and since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw nigh to God with a sincere heart in full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse it from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed in pure water." Hallelujah. It is important to note that these four verses of Scripture are making a comparison about something that was before and that which we now have in Christ. In the preceding verses, beginning from chapter 8 of the book of Hebrews, much discussion is made of the way things were before Jesus showed up. Yes, it is talking about the way the children of Israel were told to live before Jesus showed up. Amen. Before he showed up and offered himself. Things were the way Moses told the Jews to do it. He told them to build a sanctuary or a tent of meeting where the Israelites met with God. This place or tent of meeting had three sections, the outer court, the inner court, and the holies of holies. The high priest went into the holies of holies, which is also called the most holy place, once a year with the blood of a bull, which he offered for his sins, and the blood of a goat which he offered for the sins of the people. This activity once a year was done on the day of Yom Kippur, or the Day of Atonement. This is still an important day in the Jewish calendar. The high priest under the old covenant lacked boldness when the Day of Atonement came. He went into the holy place under the fear of death, meaning that he could have died if he did not do things right, if he did not do things the way God told Moses to do it. The high priest had to regard all that was told him. If he disregarded God's direction about coming into the holy place, he could have been a dead man. We read in Leviticus chapter 16, verses 1 to 4, where the Bible says, "And the Lord spoke unto Moses after the death of the two sons of Aaron, when they offered before the Lord and died." You know, the two sons of Aaron offered strange sacrifice and died. And God told Moses to tell Aaron to be careful, or the same thing might happen to him. Leviticus chapter 16 from verse 2, the Bible says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, speak unto Aaron thy brother, that he come not at all times into the holy place within the veil before the mercy seat, which is upon the ark, that he die not, for I will appear in a cloud upon the mercy seat. Thus shall Aaron come into the holy place with a young bullock for a sin offering and with a ram for a burnt offering. You see, under the system, even though the blood of animals were being offered in those days, the high priest had the fear of his life on the line. He went in there with fear. His life was on the line. Under our system, it is different. It is different because Jesus has already placed his life on the line so that we, through the blood, his blood, through his blood, we can go to God's presence without fear. Jesus took his blood there for us. Hallelujah. We do not have to have a earthly high priest. That is the reason why Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 to 22 says, therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way open for us through the curtain, that is his body. And since we have a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw nigh to God with a sincere heart in full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, amen, and having our bodies washed in pure water of the word of God. Hallelujah. Yes, you are invited into fellowship with the creator of the universe because of the blood of his son. Yes, my friend, this is exciting. We don't have to be an enemy of God. We don't have to be enemies of God. It is costly to reject the salvation brings. It is costly to reject what Jesus has done for us. Get saved today if you are not, and you will have no fear of eternal incarceration in hell. That is what is going to happen to people who turn away from God. They're going to be eternally incarcerated in hell. That's right, my friend. When you truly understand that you have been invited into fellowship with God, that should remove every inferiority complex from your life. God is the most important being in the universe, and because he accepts you, all other acceptance is secondary. Again, in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 19, the Bible says, we have boldness because of the blood of Jesus. Use this boldness in prayer. When you go to God, as a child of God, don't go to God fearfully. You've been washed by the blood. Go before God praying boldly. I like to pray with boldness, and the foundation of my boldness in prayer is because my sins have been dealt with by the blood of Jesus. If you're not born again, set the foundation right. Get born again so that you can start praying boldly. You see, my friend, Jesus paid the full price for your redemption, not a half price. A lot of people like to walk with coupons when they go shopping, or they may try to negotiate a discount. Jesus could not bargain on the price he had to pay for our redemption. Satan was not willing to let Jesus have a discount. He paid a full price. They pressed the crown of thorns on his head, but that was just the beginning. His back was disfigured with 39 stripes that tore the flesh. But that was not enough. He took the spikes in his hand to make our work perfect to God. He took the spikes in his feet to make our walk perfect before God, and still it was not over. He took the spear in his side, the Bible said, and blood and water flowed. Satan thought that he had won the battle, but on the third day, Jesus came out of the tomb. He could not stay there because no iniquity, no wrongdoing of his own took him down there. On the third day, Jesus arose, and now his precious blood that was shed gives me boldness to go to God's throne. Yes, my friend, boldness to pray on the behalf of others. This boldness belongs to everyone who accepts Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. My friend, you may have done many wrongs. Amen. You may have judged yourself as being irredeemable. Don't do that. Someone may have told you, or you may have told yourself, it is not possible for you to be saved. That's not true. As long as you're alive on this planet, you cannot hide no place where the precious blood of Jesus cannot find you and bring you deliverance. Yes, my friend, there's no place on this planet where you can hide, where the blood of Jesus cannot find you and bring you deliverance. Maybe you have been overcome by some gloom and doom or many challenges. Remember, with God, nothing shall be impossible. Reach out to him by faith today. God is still on the throne and his mercy is extended to you. Jesus used his own blood. It was not the substitute in the form of goats nor bulls, but he used his own blood for our redemption. He paid the full price. Hebrews chapter 9, verses 12 to 15, the New King James Version, the Bible declares, not by the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood he entered into the most holy place once and for all, having obtained eternal redemption. He did it once and for all. When Jesus appeared, John the Baptist declared, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Yes, Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And so the writer of Hebrews says, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption for us. In verse 13 of this ninth chapter of Hebrews, the Bible continues, for if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of an heifer, the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean, sanctify for the purifying of the flesh. Verse 14 of Hebrews chapter 9 says, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? You can have a clean conscience, free from all condemnation because of what Jesus did for you, and you can have boldness before God today. My question, have you been pleading the blood of Jesus? Have you been partaking of this boldness? We have been talking about 30 days of pleading the precious blood of Jesus, and I want to extend it for another 7 days. 7 days of pleading the precious blood of Jesus. Declare your freedom through the blood of Jesus. Plead it. Declare it on yourself, on your household, on your family, on your situations. Maybe you have challenges at work. Don't be offensive to anybody, but use it and bring deliverance in your surrounding. Amen. Plead the blood of Jesus on behalf of others. Intercede for their freedom. Plead it against all witchcraft and evil spirits. There are so many people involved in witchcraft today, and the sad thing is that so many young people, especially young women, are involved in witchcraft. Let's plead the precious blood of Jesus for deliverance for those around us. Remember that no demon or spirit of witchcraft or work of darkness can invade the power of the precious blood of Jesus. No, they cannot. I would like to quickly bring this message to an end by making the reference to the statements I made in the last message. Four statements that I said. Number one, the blood of Jesus is the foundation on which our faith is built. The Bible says, for no other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. Secondly, the blood of Jesus is the ultimate weapon against sin, sickness, and disease. Even without the gifts of the Spirit which I preach, you can stand flat-footed. Yes, stand flat-footed and claim your healing. You see, healing is a part of God's redemption plan. Yes, the Bible declares that with his stripes we are healed. And please understand that his stripes were an intricate part and an indispensable part of his suffering. Yes, my friends, the stripes that Jesus took on his back could not have been separated from his suffering, and his stripes were for your healing. So even if you don't believe in the gifts of the Spirit and the things that I believe in, you can still claim your healing because healing was a part of the redemption plan. Amen? So you must understand that You can use the blood that was shed that flowed from his back as an ultimate weapon against sickness and disease. For with the stripes you are healed. Also understand, thirdly, that the Spirit will move where the blood has been applied. It is the blood of Jesus that was applied upon our hearts that make Christ and the Holy Spirit comes and dwell inside. You know, even under the Old Testament, when Moses offered all the lambs on the day when the tabernacle was established, or when Solomon dedicated the great temple of Israel, and thousands of animals were slaughtered, the Bible says, and the glory of God filled that temple, that physical temple and that physical tent, just because the blood was applied. How much more that the blood of Jesus Christ is applied in the heart, will God fill our hearts with his presence? The Spirit goes where the blood has been applied. You should say hallelujah. And finally, it is the precious blood of Jesus that unites us. Let's stay under the blood. We have one body in Jesus' name. I have to bring this message down to a conclusion, but I want to encourage you to be a supporter of this message and to pray for us that God will strengthen this ministry, that the word of God may go throughout these United States and around the world. Be a supporter. Sow a seed into this ministry. In 2 Corinthians 9 and 6, Paul says, but this I say, he that soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he that soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according to his purpose in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Be a giver into this ministry. Amen. Our website is Healing and Miracle Church. You can connect on our website, healingandmiraclechurch.com. Healingandmiraclechurch.com. You may write us at Healing and Miracle Church, 3519 Newquirk Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11203. Amen. You can call us by phone and use this number to give via Zelle. The number is 917-603-3634. 917-603-3634. Or call us also on the number 347-365-4483. Let me pray for you right now before I go, in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus, I send your word of deliverance. Put your hand on your heart right now. You have a need before the Lord. I send your word of deliverance to your people. I speak healing from sickness and disease, healing from the coronavirus. In Jesus' name, I rebuke every spirit of witchcraft and every other spirit of Satan on the people and their surroundings. And I command these devils and evil spirits to leave the people and flee in Jesus' name. I pray that your people arise and use the precious blood of Jesus and walk in great victory. Amen, my friend. Arise and use the precious blood of Jesus and walk in great victory. Remember to call us, and you can give on this number via Zelle. The number is 917-603-3634, and the other number is 347-365-4483. Our email is myjesusheals@outlook.com. MyJesusHeals@outlook.com. You may visit our website at healingandmiraclechurch.com. Healingandmiraclechurch.com. Until the next broadcast, for the next 7 days, continue to plead the blood of Jesus. For the Bible declares, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. God bless you.
I love
Tune in every Tuesday night at 9:30 and Saturday morning at 10:30 for Time for Revival with Pastor Vivian McCalman from Healing and Miracle Church. Join them for Sunday morning services at 10:30 and Thursday evenings at 7:30 at 3519 Newkirk Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. Email them at myjesusheals@outlook.com or call 917-603-3634 or 347-365-4483.